Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, September 16th, 2024. Coming up this evening in Ellsworth, expert archivist Holly Hendricks, Ellsworth Historical Society Collections Specialist, will talk about turning archives into presentations and publications. Professional archivists will gain useful techniques, as will family historians, genealogists, and others interested in how to organize the historical materials they are safeguarding and wishing to make them relevant and interesting to the next generations. Hendricks recently completed two presentations using just a few written records, along with a variety of private records from the Ellsworth Historical Society archives and public records. That's happening tonight at 7 at the Ellsworth Public Library's Riverview Room. Further down east, the Down East Salmon Federation is hosting their annual open house and ice cream social later this week. They invite you to come out and check them out, learn about the projects they're involved with, and snack on locally sourced smoked fish and ice cream with blueberries. Keeping with tradition, they will also have a pass the paddle ceremony, honoring a member of the community and their service and commitment to the Down East Salmon Federation. That's happening Thursday evening, September 19th, from 4 to 7, at the East Machias Peter Gray Hatchery Building in East Machias. And taking a look at what was in the news 100 years ago today, on September 16th, 1924 in Maine, the Bangor Daily News carried this, quote, Ellsworth, September 15th, Eugene Ryder, first mate of the schooner Mildred May, discharging a cargo of salt at Gouldsboro, was arrested today and held for the October term of the Supreme Judicial Court in the Municipal Court as a result of a drunken orgy held by the crew while at work Saturday, as a result of which one man, Phyllis Ray, died and two or three more had a narrow escape. Ryder, who distributed about a gallon of alcohol among the men, was held on a charge of illegal deposit. It goes on to say, the schooner Mildred May arrived at Gouldsboro Friday with a cargo of salt, and the crew, under the direction of Eugene Ryder, first mate, began the discharge of the vessel. To aid the men and hurry the work, the mate produced a gallon can of alcohol and treated the men freely. As a result, many of the men were taken very sick, and Phyllis Ray died Saturday night, while three more had a narrow escape. Ryder was arrested and brought to Ellsworth, where he was arraigned in the municipal court, and Judge Crabtree held him for the session of the grand jury at the October term, the charge being illegal transportation, as Ryder had not sold the alcohol, but had given it away. The Lewiston Sun Journal carried a front-page article about millions of, quote, combination cricket cockroaches that were overrunning a neighborhood near the dump in Auburn. The dump was lit on fire in hopes that would kill the bugs. And all of the papers reported on a bold daylight burglary at the Blaine House. The burglar walked into the Blaine House while it was occupied and stole more than $2,000 worth of jewelry, clothing, and cash. On his way out, he was spotted by one of Governor Baxter's family members, who got a description, and he was captured less than an hour later. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Just a reminder, please put your community calendar items in the community calendar at weru.org, so they'll appear on our website, and the music programmers read from that during the day. There's a form there that you just enter the details on. Just go to weru.org and then click on community calendar. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.